church. Homework has been sent out, and just some notices before we start. The Wednesday prayer meeting has started again at 8:30 a.m. on Wednesdays. If there are more than 10 people, then of course we can meet in two separate buildings. Also remember that offering can be done by direct credit. The name Darlington Christian Fellowship, BSB, and account numbers are there in the notes. Let's open in prayer before we start our service. Lord, we thank you that wherever we are and whatever the circumstances, we can meet with you. We bind every distraction by the authority you have given us so that we can come into your presence to worship you. We ask for your anointing so that when we sing, the words are from our hearts. We ask that when we pray, we will know the joy of coming before your throne and placing our burdens before you. We ask that when your word is opened and read, that by your Holy Spirit, we will deepen our stand with you. We ask for your anointing on the sermon that Lachlan has prepared for us, so that again, by your Holy Spirit, we will link the things you would have us learn and correct and deepen in whatever is happening in our lives. We ask these things with the confidence because time and time again you have taught us that you are our faithful Father. Amen. Let's have a look at our reading. First reading is from Psalm 24. Psalm 24, a psalm of David. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is Jacob, the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face. Salah. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Lift up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Salah. Just click on the link and sing along. Lift up your heads to the coming King. Lord, you have said we need clean hands and a pure heart to stand in your presence. So we confess our sins before you. Let's just take a minute to confess our sins before God. Thank you, Lord, that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Amen. Let us look at the second reading, Daniel chapter 12. It is a prophecy about end time. At that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time your people shall be delivered, every one who is found written in the book. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness, like the stars forever and ever. But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. Then I, Daniel, looked, and there stood two others, one on this river bank, and the other on that river bank. And one said to the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, "How long shall the fulfillment of these wonders be?" Then I heard the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand to heaven, and swore by him who lives forever, that it shall be for a time, times, and half a time. And when the power of the holy people has been completely shattered, all these things shall be finished. Although I heard, I did not understand. Then I said, "My Lord, what shall be the end of these things?" And he said, "Go your way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Many shall be purified, made white and refined, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. And from the time that the daily sacrifice is taken away, and the abomination of desolation is set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he who waits and comes to the 1,335 days. But you, go your way till the end, for you shall rest and will arise to your inheritance at the end of the days." This is a song before we listen to Lachlan, "The Goodness of God." Click on the link and worship the living God. Let's pray for the people at Darlington. Let's pause just a moment while God puts in your head those in Darlington for you to pray for. Heavenly Father, that is our aim. With every breath that we have, we want to sing and speak out the goodness of God. Life is full of calamities, and things go wrong all the time. But the miracle is that even in the mess, we can still draw near to you. All of my life, you have been faithful. All of my life, you've been good, so good to me and to each of us. Some of us have lost precious family members, or thousands of dollars, or friendships, marriages. But in all of these things, you remain the precious Father and friend that we can come to when we are broken. You are the one who mends the broken hearts. So, let us bow our knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant us, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in our hearts through faith, and that we, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that we may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, To him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Here's a song before we listen to Lachlan. There is peace in Christ. When there's no peace on earth, there is peace in Christ. One of the things we can rejoice in is just to know that we can stand with our Lord Jesus Christ in the presence of our Holy Father. There is peace in Christ. Click on the link, and after the link, we will listen to the sermon from Lachlan. Thank you.